Maryland's morning news on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
Well, the 4th of July may be the quintessential celebrate-at-home holiday. For millions of Americans, it means a cookout in the backyard, maybe a picnic basket by the pool. But it doesn't have to be that way. Baltimore Magazine says if you look around, you can find some really interesting restaurant deals for Independence Day. Joining us this morning is Suzanne Loudermilk, the food editor for Baltimore Magazine. Hey, Suzanne.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Okay. 4th of July isn't like Mother's Day or Valentine's Day where everybody wants to go out to eat. Do restaurants see a surge in business on the 4th of July, or do they actually have to go out and sort of drag people in from the streets?
Well, I think the restaurants by the harbor are pretty fortunate because they have the showcase of the fireworks going on. So people are going to be flocking there, and several restaurants are offering some really interesting sort of deals and parties. Wit and Wisdom at the Four Seasons is going to have a big barbecue family party. There's a kid zone. Their patio is just gorgeous, and it's right on the water. You will have the best view, probably, of the fireworks there. But their sister restaurant, Pabu, is also having a foodie festival. So they're going to have, you know, a shellfish platter, barbecue platters, ribs, chicken, all the kind of things we associate with the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. And that's just two of the places. You know, there's Roy's in Harbor East, which if you order an entree, they're going to give you some free calamari with it. Rusty Scupper, as you know, has that great... Mm-hmm. View, and their decks are going to be open, and they're having their annual crab bash. So there'll be crabs and steamed shrimp and hot dogs and hamburgers, and you know, it's a one price, you know, for adults, and also for kids through 10 and under get a special price. So, you know, that's just, and Wine Market Bistro, which is down the street in Locust Point, they also have a great view of the fireworks. So they're capitalizing on those great fireworks.
Come for the food, stay for the show.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And, of course, the bars aren't left out either. You know, several of them are having drink specials that are going to be going on. Bay Cafe and Little Havana. And in Fells Point, the restaurants that have the second floors, like Slancha Irish Pub and Woody's Rum Bar, they also have just some, you know, great views of those fireworks while you're sipping your drink.
There's always fireworks at some of those bars, you know that. Hey, real quick, your July issue features the best crab cakes in Baltimore. That sounds like a tough job, having to come up with that article.
You know what? It really was a tough job. We did 25. But, you know, we live in Maryland. There's just lots and lots of great crab cakes out there.
What makes one better than the next?
Oh, my gosh. It's you know, some of it has to do with, you know, how it's prepared, of course. You know, if they're using Maryland crab meat or blue crab meat compared to some of the Asian crab meat. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but, you know, if we just want that real Maryland flavor, I think that helps. And, you know, there's all this competition. You know, is Coco's better than Pappas? Is G&M better than Fadley? And, you know, they're all just great crab cakes.
Yeah, the crab cake on the cover is from Coco's Pub, and it's a simple cover. It just says Baltimore's best crab cakes and just a picture of a crab cake. It's not even on a plate. It's just against a white background. But you cannot look at this thing without having your mouth water. It just looks scrumptious.
Oh, my gosh. And this is just a humongous crab cake. It weighs in at 11 ounces.
Oh, man.
So it's quite a mound of crab, and it's really, really good.
Do they deliver?
I don't know, but I'm sure they would love you to stop by.
We're tied up here for the next couple of hours, but if they're on the road, you know, we'll open the door for them. Thank you, Suzanne. Suzanne Loudermilk is the food editor at Baltimore Magazine.